Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Status Bro Show New Year's Day Hangover episode. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, with my co-host, Zach the Humble Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
The other douche.
How's it going, Bros of Stone?
What was that, Bros of
Stone?
Bros
of Stone. Yeah, I didn't have a good one this week. Sorry, folks.
You used to come preloaded to the show.
I mean, it just got tougher and tougher. I mean, I can start putting it in the middle of names.
What's with them using like people who are like evil dictators and enemies of America and stuff like that? You've now called me Brosif Stalin and Brosama bin Laden.
What do you mean, Brosif Mengele?
What are you trying to say about that?
Nice. Yeah. Two in the chamber this
cute.
Week.
It's just really getting on my nerves today. He thinks he's really cute and funny today, but...
I think I am pretty cute and funny today, yeah.
I don't think he is. He was very cute and funny right after he cleaned up the piss off his couch from wetting himself.
It was really mostly in my jeans, so...
You woke up on the right side of the couch this morning.
What kind of a couch do you have?
Leather.
So was it like suede where like it would soak in, or is it like you could just wipe it off the surface?
No, it actually woke me up when it started happening. I was kind of like, what the fuck?
I remember that happening when I was a kid a few times.
So yeah, I stood up and tried to get to the commode, but by the time I got there, it was done. Uh-huh. So I took my clothes off, got in the shower for a minute, went back to sleep.
Do you ever? I guess that happen often where you get really hammered and wake up and piss yourself?
Maybe like twice a year.
That's not bad. When was the last time you pissed yourself, Kevin?
Let me think. Oh, I believe the time that I pissed on Ashlyn was the last time.
When the fuck did that
happen? No, Kevin. I mean the last time you got really wasted and pissed the bed.
I talked about it on the very first episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Wake up, you pissed the bed.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
Now, she's like, I'm completely naked. And she's like, wake up. You're just I'm like, no, I didn't.
That's stupid.
Like, that wasn't me. Like, how is that even...
No.
I don't know how I was even able to deny it. And then Jesus. She's like, we have to flip the mattress. And she's like, taking all the sheets off the bed. And I'm standing there like naked, freezing. I'm like, what is happening? This is horrible.
Why did I do this?
Yeah, that was probably like 4 years ago.
It's pretty great. Yeah. So that's an awesome story.
It was a great story. I felt really cool. She was worried that I was going to break up with her after that. It's like, you, like, fled my house. I'm like, I didn't know if I would ever see you again.
What, you?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine.
She was like, I remember saying, like, we can get back to bed, like, go back to sleep. And I'm like, no, I have to leave right now.
I have to get the fuck out of here.
And then went home and did not shower, and I went back to sleep and then woke up 2 hours later or so. And then I got in the shower.
How many years ago was that?
Like 4.
Would that shit fly now?
Maybe 3.
If you pissed yourself, would you get in the shower? Or would you be like, ah, fuck it, I'm going to go back to sleep?
No, I would not do that now.
Are you kidding? I mean, look at who we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I'm curious. I don't know.
No, I don't think that I would do something like that now. But that was back when my bedroom had every kind of bodily fluid stain on it.
Boy.
So if you like jerked off and got it on the bed, you're just like, yeah, I'll sleep around it. And
probably.
Sleep around it.
First of all, though, I've always had a very strict ritual when it comes to throwing one, where I always go in the bathroom anyway, just because it's the cleanest,
really?
Easiest way to do it. Yeah.
Nice. That's so bizarre to me.
Shoot it right in the toilet. Done.
You got this nice place. You never sit on the couch and just rub one out with the laptop in front of you or something?
Never jerked off anywhere in my apartment that wasn't the bathroom. What, is that weird?
Yes,
that's
just bizarre,
a little
man.
Odd.
No.
You banged in like every room in this place, right?
Yeah, everywhere... Except, I don't remember if I banged in the kitchen.
Well, you need to knock that out.
I'm pretty sure I have.
How long you got left on your lease here? Jesus.
Till April.
And you didn't bang in the kitchen?
No, I'm sure I had. Not with...
I mean, you can do it on the floor, I guess. It'd just be really uncomfortable. Maybe bend over the one of those things. Shelves.
Well, the way I thought of it was like, she could just sit up on the counter.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd stand straight like that.
Problem
but
solved.
At the counter, maybe a little high. I've done that in the bathroom.
Shit. Do you play in the NFL, NBA?
Boy, AJ, that did not land.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
I still don't know what the fuck that was. I'm hoping when I listen back the second time
NBA
around.
NBA players are stereotypically tall. But...
Oh.
And I also like how before the show, AJ's goofing on the impressions bit as some of them, one or two of whom he thought sounded the same when the impressions themselves were not the worst part of that bit. Him, like, reluctantly, like acting like we forced him to even participate was hands down what drug it down the most.
That's pretty brutal.
You pretty much did force me to participate, man.
Yeah, because it's my fucking show, dipshit.
And I was like, okay, let's do this. And
it's not your job to decide if the bit's good or not. You participate no matter what. That is your job.
I did tell you, let's do it, man. And then you wanted to spend like 5 minutes of me explaining to you why I didn't like the bit.
Yeah, but you didn't. You never said anything.
Because there was no point to it. Like, you had made up your mind it was going to happen. I just wanted to get it over with.
Look, you backpedaling.
Yeah, but still, you have to pretend to enjoy it.
Yeah, you just gotta roll.
Yes, you do. That is part of your job.
Artie Lang is always kissing Howard Stern's ass and telling him, man, you know,
I don't recall Artie ever jumping in and telling Howard not to do a bit or saying that he thought it sucked or acting like he didn't like it ever. That never happened.
I didn't say not to do it. I didn't enjoy
it. But you acted like it. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You have to act like you like it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I'm not going to.
Look, this is a long time coming. Your time here is going to be... Your days have to be numbered by now, right? If you don't do what we say.
It's your call, Kevin.
No, it's your call. Either you can do what we want and be part of the show, or you cannot be here.
What have I not really done as far as the show?
You've missed two episodes.
Well, I'm the only one of us with a job, guys. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? We've all had jobs.
40-hour-a-week jobs?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And you're the only one who calls me out on decisions that are obviously my call.
I thought you wanted me on the show to have like kind of a counterpoint to have discussions like this.
So I do, but I don't want you to chop bits off at the ankles.
Well, what would you prefer I do then? Just say, Kevin, I'm not so sure that's a good idea?
No, you just join in. You just go along with it.
We could have had that bit over much sooner. Like, you could have just said, okay, fine, let's do it. The fact that I didn't like it, it felt to me like you had to convince me. Like, no, Andrew, this actually is a good bit. Why do you care?
I don't think I did. I think you acted like you didn't like it, and I just kept doing it.
But you wanted to spend, like, 5 minutes of trying to...
No. We turned trying to figure out why he didn't want to do the bit into a bit.
Yeah, but yeah. I wanted to know. I want to know why you... I don't want to know why you didn't want to do it. I want to know why you did that. Why you had to make that vocal that, I don't want to do this.
I think I was a bit more, I don't know.
Okay, maybe it was more, I don't think this is a good bit, so I'm just going to sit here and say, like, one-word sentences.
Yeah, you said...
And Kevin, you've been doing that a lot these last couple weeks, and I don't think I've given any indication that it bothers me or anything. You just keep on throwing it out there, trying to...
I don't do it to bother you. I do it because it's a funny voice.
Okay.
And you do it to bother him.
Yeah.
Not really. I don't think it really bothers him.
No, it doesn't bother him, but you do it because
it would.
There
was that 10 seconds where he did nothing but make that noise. I'm sure that was because it was just funny, not because he was trying to get a rise out of
it. It was funny.
It was funny.
I don't know that John was really trying to get a rise out. You think that's just the way John is?
Right. Okay.
That was a great bit, though. John sitting there silently with none of us saying anything and him just doing that voice.
Yeah, that was funny.
But it wasn't funny because it was imitating you. It was funny because it was like, Jesus Christ, just stop doing the sound.
Did John's Nicolas Cage really sound like Jeff Goldblum?
I don't know.
I didn't notice it.
I'm sure it did. Now that I think about it, I can imagine the impressions of being really similar. But I didn't notice it when I was listening.
No, I didn't either. And I've listened back several times. Have you listened back?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, I think I kept fucking rewinding over John's wails of anguish whenever he got fucking tased because I thought those were hilarious.
All right, I'll let off of AJ for now. Till the next time. Because we know it's only a matter of time. Do what?
You going to fire me from the show or something?
I don't know that you...
Are you going to fire Scharfenberg? He's missed two in a row. No explanation for this one, even.
Yeah, but he's not an integral part of the ongoing, like, cast. I mean,
you keep on
the
producer me doesn't... not either. You always remind me, like, the show will survive without you, AJ.
Well, that is true, but you still sit here and talk each week, so I need you to be here.
Alright, okay.
What, you think if you left the show that everything would burst into flames or something?
No, that's not what I think at all, but I think the fact that you keep on reminding me of it, like, and then you're saying, yeah, I'm an integral part of the show, like, make up your mind, man.
No, when did I say you weren't an integral part of the show?
When you say stuff like, the show will definitely get by without you with, like, a laugh and... Yeah, that certainly hints, like, you know, you are completely disposable.
I don't think so.
If I was to tell
you... You can be Zach is an integral member of the show, but if something happened and he had to go on, like, it wouldn't mean that I would never do the show again.
Yeah, no,
the
show would
go on. If I
was to
tell my employees, like, you know, hey, we can get rid of you, Voyager rent a truck, we'll survive without you, what kind of message do you think that would send to them?
I would say Voyager would absolutely say
that's
that.
That's
true, though. We value your service, but we're not going to go under without you.
Yeah.
You're still an important person.
You make it sound like I'm holding it over your head, like I'm trying to hold the show hostage. Like, I'll leave if you don't do what I want.
You kind of do that.
It starts to feel like you do, yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely feels that way.
What have I done that?
I don't know, you just start to trivialize the show over...
How many times have you said, well, I can leave?
I think I said that once on one show, and you brought
it up. You said
it
several times on that show. Yeah, because you're the only person who ever did that.
And then I actually walked off the show once. You remember that?
Yeah,
I definitely remember that. That's another thing. Thank you for bringing that up. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You were the only person to ever do that.
Yeah, it starts to feel like you're trivializing the show, and that sucks because it kind of means a lot to us.
It's completely disrespectful to us.
Okay, well, it is not my baby, I'll grant. I was a founding member, as it were, but I think that I'm obviously the longest-tenured guy here after you guys, and I'd like to think I bring something to this. It is important to me, but...
Yeah, well, you should respect my judgment sometimes then and go along with the bit, even if you don't think it's great.
I went along with the bit.
Yes, but you were a dick about it. You're missing the point here.
I didn't try and sabotage the bit or something like that.
But you did.
I voiced displeasure with it at first. You wanted to talk about it, but then once it started, I wasn't sitting here, like, interrupting you, trying to shut you down.
No, listener.
No, you did the exact opposite. You were just quiet.
I commented on it.
If the cast and crew don't like a bit, the listener's not going to like a bit. You would already, it's like etched in stone already.
Well, you guys were having fun. I mean, I was just an onlooker.
Yeah, we had to have fun despite you.
Sorry, did you say despite or to spite?
Despite.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you, Kevin. I mean, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to go, I will go along with every bit. I can absolutely say that, but I'm not going to.
Don't express your displeasure for it. No one wants to hear that.
Okay, I'm not going to kiss your ass on the air, though, and tell you, yeah, that's a great
just
idea.
Just don't say anything.
That's exactly what you're bitching about me doing last week, is that I didn't say anything. Zach just said, like, you were quiet during the show.
So. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't say anything during the bit. I'm saying don't say, don't voice your opinion about the quality of the bit. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Just roll with the punches.
Just roll with the punches.
Okay.
You have to have some respect for the creative process that we put effort into that you just show up for and enjoy and take for granted.
Do you want me to start coming up with bits or something?
Yeah, sure. Come up with bits.
Okay, I'll try and think.
And we'll decide if they suck or not off the air. And I will decide that.
Why can't we do it on the air?
Because no one wants to hear that. There's no organic in this.
I'd say our audience, if there is an audience right now, is probably enjoying this conversation.
See, he didn't have to say if there is an audience right now. That's another. Don't do that shit.
Hello, Ann, John.
I actually don't even know if they're listening right now. We decided to do a day show last night, so any of our regular listeners, I don't think we're planning for this in any way. So.
Is this still going up tomorrow or Friday?
I'll have it done by the end of the day. So, what day is today? Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday. Yeah. Oh, wait, this is our regular fucking day we do the show anyway.
Yes.
I didn't even think about that.
That's why I'm here.
Well, let's get into some New Year's stuff. We might as well talk about that. Since it is the New Year's Hangover special, I just wanted to... I like to vent about Andrew sometimes.
Jesus Christ, that was right.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
That was a nice burp, man.
There's one other new rule, by the way. You guys are now using my best microphone due to this new configuration. You do not fart on that microphone. Plus, everyone hates when you fart anyway because it's a big letdown. And then everyone just has to fucking smell it, and it's not fun for the audience, and it sucks for us. And I think farts are great, but your farts always suck.
It occasionally produces a good reaction when the smell hits you guys, though.
Yeah, but exactly. You can do that with me. But you can still do that without doing it in the mic.
Okay, that's fine.
You can still get up and rip ass if you want.
I'm gonna stand like right over there.
And I'll open my mouth, and then that'll be great.
That'd be swell. That would be a pretty good bit.
So, what'd you do for New Year's that caused you to piss your pants, Andrew?
I got drunk.
Nice. Did you go anywhere?
I went to T's Bars and Grill, which actually isn't horrifying anymore. It's a pretty nice place.
It's actually a really nice place. It's kind of shocking. Did you walk there?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I live right down the street from there, and it was horrifying watching all these police cars go by. But I would rather get arrested for a PI than a DUI.
Do you live off 121 Business?
Pretty close by, yeah.
So how long of a walk was that?
Like 10 minutes.
If you wanted to describe to our audience who Daner is, how would you do it without being mean?
Quite the segue. Holy shit.
Well, I know he went to meet up with Daner, and I wanted to talk about Daner.
Okay, so you met up with Daner. That's what happened.
In our audience have had a friend at some point in their life who they don't really know how they met them, and maybe they don't even like hanging out with them that much, but somehow they become like an integral part of the group, and like they are an important part of their story, if you will.
By some way, they end up being your friend, you know what I mean? Like...
And this is this Daner fella.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, I mean, come on. The guy goes by fucking Daner. You already know that he's got to be kind of goofy.
Yeah.
He's a weird cat. But he's in the Air Force Reserve. His wife takes care of him because she's a bartender. I mean, yeah.
So I don't think he cares if we use his name, but I was going to... I mean, Daner is already an alias, so I guess...
Yeah, pretty much.
But I was going to explain how he got that nickname, but I would have to say what his actual name is.
Yeah, we'll excuse him from that anyways.
But, so it's a play on his real name?
Okay, see, AJ and I just want to say we're not particularly cool in our early high school career. I'm not going to act like we were badass or something, and Daner was always like hanging around dragging us down. We really weren't that cool. Nah. But Daner, if you want to look at it, we were almost like the super bad crew in a way, and Daner would definitely be the Fogel.
Dude, I wish I'd thought of that. Yes, Daner is the Fogel.
That is exactly Absolutely. It.
That's Daner.
Yeah.
And you still hang out with
this
guy?
He's like a funny, goofy kind of guy, but he was always, we'd be like, fuck. We were always worried that Daner was making us look uncool when we didn't look that cool to begin with, kind of. Just like the super bad guys.
Exactly. But anyway, last night I was in my apartment just drinking beers, watching a House MD, and nice. I had seen his Facebook posts about where he was, and I still wasn't really planning on going out and hanging out with him, even though he was right down the street from me, so that kind of tells you about the relationship we have. But then I'm arguing with him on Facebook about gun control, and he's like, no, okay, I win, no, come drink with me. And I figured, okay, well, I can stay in my apartment, or I can go hang out with this kid and do that. And
you were seriously having an argument with Daner on gun control?
It's kind of funny to argue with him, because he's one of those pseudo-intellectual types with no real education who's like, no, I found one news article about that. I win.
Like, oh, yeah. I could definitely see that.
But anyways, I think what you're trying to get to is, yeah, I showed up at the bar at like 11:45, and 15 minutes later, ball drops, his wife kisses him, and then he tells her, okay, now kiss AJ. And I thought, okay, she's going to like peck me on the lips or on the cheek or something like that. But no, it was like a full-on like 3-second lip lock where lips were actually sealed and everything. I was really kind of wondering if she was going to try and tongue me.
But would you have reciprocated the tongue?
It would have been kind of awkward with him sitting right there, like, trying to,
Yeah, this whole thing sounds kind of creepy.
That sounds like a yes, though.
The way that AJ told it to me sounded way more juicy, though. I thought, like, the ball dropped, and I hit midnight, and she just, like, grabbed you and planted one. I didn't know Daniel was like, "Kiss AJ!" That's kind of weird.
Well, that by itself is kind of creepy, though, isn't it?
Very creepy.
It's a little weird.
So, and I thought, okay,
I do not want my wife kissing any of my friends.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
And I was drunk at the time, so I thought, okay, maybe that didn't seem as weird to the outside sober observer. But then I was up at the bar later on, and she came up next to me. I was like, man, I'm really sorry if I made that awkward. I was like, whoa.
Well, now it's awkward.
You know, maybe it made Daner feel cool. He's like, I got my wife here. AJ's got nobody. You know, I'll throw him a bone. Like, yeah. That kind of a thing.
Because, yeah.
Let's be honest. I don't remember Daner hooking up with a lot of hot chicks at any point in my life.
Oddly enough, since then, apparently he's banged some, like, fucking gorgeous women.
Yeah, his wife is good looking.
Really?
Yeah, I would say so.
You pointed out that one chick at his baby shower was like, Daner banged her.
I wanted to fuck that chick for so long. I don't know if that's true, but I think it is.
Daner's wife?
No, this other girl. But man, who has the greatest ass. I don't know what her name is, but I've seen her at several things that Daner was also attending. And people told me, like, Daner banged that chick. You gotta be fucking kidding me, man.
So wait, dude. The kid has got more at least acquaintances than anybody I think I've ever met. Like, last night it was a non-stop parade of people walking up to shake his
hand. Oh, yeah. If you ever observed Daner at the bar and his, on our older age, he had epic, commendable opening skills.
Really?
Yes.
He's got
zero
self-consciousness, zero fear. He will walk up to any girl and be like, hello, I'm Daner, and like try and make something happen. And
yes, he will.
Nice.
You know, and he'll even do it on behalf of me. If like, dude, I really want to talk to that chick. Go tell her I'm going to talk to her. And he'll do it. And that kind of stuff is cool.
Yeah. I mean, you cast a wide net and sometimes there's some hot fish in it.
Indeed.
Nice. So wait, would you bang his wife?
I don't know.
Yeah. Probably.
That sounds like a yes to me.
Yeah, probably.
With the bad tattoo on the arm and everything. Yeah, I'd definitely hit that.
She has a tattoo?
Is she like, well, she just popped out a kid, first of all. So is she back like all super slim again?
Yeah, she's, you would never have guessed.
That's honestly a sweet deal.
So.
Mm-hmm. Daner was always one of those people that, like, he always had this really weird idea about things that were cool, that he thought were cool, but once you're an adult, you look at it and you're like, why do you think that that's cool? I remember we would meet him at the bar or whatever, and he'd always say shit like, I'd never have worn a condom. Ha ha ha, like, that's really cool. I'm like, dude, why are you bragging about that?
That's awesome.
I never wear a bag. Ah, I'm like, okay.
All right, man.
Yeah, so it wasn't surprising to me when he knocked up his
back
that chick.
A hottie.
Yeah. So then he, I think, yeah, that's the order it happened. They just randomly banged, right? And then they got together because she got knocked up. I don't know. Damn it, we should get Daner in here.
I think it would be an interesting show, actually. But I think his personality injected into this particular format would be. We better be prepared to devote the whole hour to Daner. Basically.
No, he just better be prepared that we're going to shit on him. I mean, we're going to goof on him when he says stupid stuff.
I want to ask him about a smoking hot wife.
I don't know if that sounds awesome.
I wouldn't call her smoking hot. No.
I'm hitting
it, dude. Yeah. We got a message.
I know. She's making out with other dudes. Popping out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, an important message from the show. It looks like my mom says they're going to see Gravity at 6 if I want to come along.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is Gravity still out?
I guess.
Where?
My guess would be AMC. AMC and Grapevine, they have 30 screens, so they keep shit in there that's like...
Dude, that's a cool place. I went and saw The World's End there, got a beer while I was watching it.
AJ and I spent like half our youth there, so...
Yeah? That's a pretty sweet joint, man. I'd never been there. It was pretty cool.
I like it.
Dinner theater back then, but you know, I'm really actually not a fan of that.
I love that shit.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
It's distracting to me to, like, you know, be trying to eat my cheeseburger or something and pay attention to the movie.
Yeah.
And every time I've been there, there is a group of, like, 5, like, really drunk people who are ordering drinks, like, you know,
oh, nice.
All the time.
The drinks are super expensive. Those fucking places.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah, man. Like at Movie Grill, it's like $18 for a pitcher of the domestic.
Jesus Christ, Movie Tavern.
I'm talking about this place down.
I'm talking about Studio Movie Grill. No, oh, sure, Movie Tavern. That Movie Tavern has a good deal. You pay like $9 and you get a big ass beer stein like this with their logo on it. If anybody wants to
just it's pretty sweet.
It's actually way bigger than this. And then it costs, maybe it's like $12 this time. Then each time you go, it's $9 to fill it up, which I don't think is too bad. And they say it's the equivalent. It holds three beers. So $9 for three beers at the movies is pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Is that a beer stein? I thought a stein had like little...
The lid on it?
At the top, yeah.
They call it a stein. I don't know.
Maybe it's just a mug. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's still cool.
Yeah, it's fancy as hell regardless.
Yeah, I like it.
I'd put my dick in it.
I know. I got two things now with our show logo on it.
Oh, man.
In fact, everyone, you should be drinking out of... You should always be drinking out of a show glass.
I know. I didn't want to dirty a glass.
Well, tell Ann to go back and buy two more.
Yeah, there you go.
I already got one for him.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Well, I didn't get it. Cubic Zirconia got it for me.
Yeah, it was actually another gift to him, which he's going to let me use to promote the show.
Cubic Zirconia.
Yeah.
I would have even paid for it if you had been willing to put in the order, but whatever. That's cool.
I don't think she had you in mind when she was shopping for Christmas gifts for me.
No.
She had Zach in mind, though?
No, she bought it for me. I'm just like, now that I have two glasses, I want as many people that can to be using show label glasses. So
right.
I feel like I'm a douche if I use the pint glass and then Zach gets to drink out of the big stein. So I'm going to use the stein and Zach uses the pint glass.
Yeah, no.
I think I actually see how this played out.
No. Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is or who's using it. It's the fact that it has the show's name on it. If Kevin had like a 6-foot dick that said DSBS on it, somebody would have to fucking hold it during the show.
That's true.
Yeah.
Probably you.
Probably.
Hey, you guys want to go to the tattoo parlor after this? I'm going to put that on my dick.
TSBS.
Yeah, just TSBS, right on my shaft.
And then when we get hard, it'll say the Status Pro Show.
I've thought about getting a TSBS. Dude, that's cool. I've thought about getting a TSBS tattoo before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
My shoulder.
That's not bad.
Not on your
just
neck.
Like back here. Like, you know, where it'll be easily hidden. And
it's kind of cool.
Just remember where I started at.
Yeah. Something real simple.
And it's something that's important to me. I would say it's the most significant thing I could get a tattoo of that's happened in my life.
Yeah.
So you've got a kid someday, and he's in a band in high school, and he's like, man, I know my band is going to make it. I want to get a tattoo of our logo. Would you encourage that?
No. I mean, if he went on to be a professional musician and wanted to look back at his first band and like wanted to get that tattoo, I would support that probably.
Yeah. Or even still, even if he didn't succeed, it'd be like, well, this was this cool thing that I did in life.
It's true. So this isn't just like a random habit or like a hobby that I had like when I, you know, growing up. This is something I've based my entire career off this occupation.
Yeah. 2013 was a big year for the Status Pro Show.
And
it's the only year for the Status Pro Show so far. But I mean, we did a lot. We started.
I also now possess a degree in this field. This is my first show as a postgraduate. How about a little applause, guys?
Yeah, come on.
Thank you very much.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
So what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to get a job in radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I've only been graduating for like 10 days,
sit on the couch, have a couple
man.
Of beers, watch some TV, you know, the usual.
No.
Yeah.
No, 2014 is going to be a big year for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as of tomorrow, I start pounding the pavement. It's going to be fun.
As of tomorrow.
Well, I can't do it today. Everything's closed.
I think it'll be more like a Monday thing as
of
tomorrow.
So you're like walking into radio stations and just being like, hey?
No, I'm just mailing out my resume to like 20.
Yeah.
Can you do it all online? So when you say pounding the pavement...
You can do it all online, but I have heard from my counseling at school that you get better results if you mail them a physical copy.
I believe that.
I even printed it on a nicer paper, like at, I don't know what it's called, but I got it at FedEx Kinko's. It's like a thicker, nice, I don't know. They recommended I use that also, so.
No, we have people walk into my place of business from time to time just being like, hey, I'm just going to give you my resume, man. If you got anything open, please keep me in mind. And it's just weird and awkward, and I always tell them, hey, if you really want the job, you should probably go apply online.
Yeah, and then what, just follow up on it or something?
I don't.
Yeah.
That's not my job. I don't get to hire people.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the advice you would say, like apply online and then like come in the next week and ask about it. I mean, I never just for a job, like just apply and then never did anything else like, with it. I would always go in and that, like check out.
Follow up.
Yeah,
that's what I do,
You can apply, call the follow up, but you're a pussy if you call.
Go in and shake somebody's hand.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, grease the wheels a little.
Usually works.
Mm-hmm.
Get someone to look at your shit. Mailing's not bad, though, because I get that, they could throw it away, but if they did bother to open it, then guaranteed they're going to see your resume before anybody else's.
Also, make sure that you actually spell everything correctly and you don't make grammatical mistakes. That's on all sorts of resumes, and it pisses me off.
I had like 12 people proofread mine just for that specific purpose.
That's awesome.
Just for like this being so nervous about it. But yeah, no, I have to send a lot more. And a lot of the stations I'm applying to, I don't even know if they have openings yet. And then, but there are, I decided to look into it because someone said, do you even know if they have, like, openings? And I'm like, no. But apparently there's this website where you can find for various companies like Clear Channel and CBS where they have radio openings.
So since you are going into, you're trying to get a job in this field, I assume that you listed TSBS on your resume?
I did not.
What?
No, I didn't really? Put, not by name, no. I just put that I host an internet radio show.
Okay, yeah. Jesus.
That was probably a good call.
They also, they said you're not really supposed to give them anything they can have unless they ask for it. Like, I don't mail a demo of me either.
No.
If they like my resume and they say, we want a demo of your doing DJ, which I still have to get, but I'm going to do some DJ stuff next week, and that's what I'm going to get my demo off of. But yeah, if they ask for it, then you send them a CD.
How do you get demo shit from the radio station?
Well, everything at 88.1 is recorded all the time.
Okay. So you can go back and listen.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That's good to know.
I don't know how long it stays in there, but when I had to do air checks, I would hear stuff that was like a week old sometimes. Yeah. So I would assume it's in there for a while.
That's weird.
I think the FCC makes them keep it all for at least a year.
Yeah.
A year?
I don't know if they make you keep the recording for a year. They make you keep all the logs for a year.
I would bet that you keep a recording for anywhere from 2 weeks to a month.
I used to know all this stuff, and I
know when I worked at the movies a few years back, that was a big thing on camera recordings. They kept them for 2 weeks. So if you fucked up or you did something stupid, you were like, 2 weeks, you're on edge. Yeah. But if you got past that, you're fine. Because there's no proof, so fuck it.
Okay, onto a less serious note. I kind of wanted to veto any more weed smoking before the show or during the break.
What do you mean?
Two people have told me, like, we can always notice when you guys got stoned during the show. Like, everybody talks way slower.
You don't even know, man. One of our...
Hold on, John's calling me. I don't know why he keeps doing this. I don't know why he FaceTimes instead of just calling me.
He wants to see your cute face.
I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? You're on the show.
Wait, you're doing the Status Pro show right now?
Yeah, and I can't hear you. Call me, not FaceTime. FaceTime is gay. I can't put you on speaker on FaceTime.
Why are you doing it right now? It's the morning.
No one can hear you. Call me back on your phone.
It's the morning in LA.
Yeah, it's not the morning here.
I can hear him, okay.
They're only 2 hours behind us, though.
Yeah.
It's not really the morning there, either.
That's a good point.
You probably just,
it's the morning.
Just fucking woke up. John stumbled out of fucking bed calling his brother. Jesus. That's so cute. You like FaceTiming, though, right? You FaceTime a lot of people.
Yeah, I use FaceTime all the time. Just not on the show.
I started doing it with a couple of people I know with phones. It's pretty cool.
No, I like doing it. And I like that my new the new iPhone, you can do it anywhere.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. I like calling old girlfriends. They can't check this out. And then drop my pants.
That's awesome.
That's
you
not
should
cool.
do that on the show. Hey, look at this. And then just picture, like, just your wang. That'd be cool.
Oh, here he is. Hey, what's up? You're on the show.
Why are you doing the show so early?
I don't know. New Year's Day was a cool day to do a day show.
It's a hangover show.
It's the hangover show.
Oh, okay. Did you guys do some crazy stuff last night?
AJ did. I didn't know.
AJ had the most interesting story.
Yeah, this was the tamest New Year's I've had in the last decade, for sure.
Did AJ puke?
I wasn't with AJ. But no, he didn't puke, but he pissed his pants.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit, AJ puked. AJ always pukes.
No. No, he didn't.
John, what'd you do for New Year's?
Yeah, what did you do? Did you just hang out with Cheryl?
Yeah, I went over to Cheryl's family's house, and it was nice. And then I came home and fell asleep. I was sick feeling. I feel sick today.
And I thought my New Year's was gay.
It's cute how they comment on Facebook sometimes, just, I love you, baby.
Yeah, she always writes it as well. It's always just, I love you, with the lowercase I, the letter U, and that's it. That's always it.
You're just jealous of our love.
No, honestly, though, tune into the Ustream. I want to dive into New Year's stuff after the break, because we're already at 29 minutes.
All right, well, I'll let you go. I got nothing to say, really.
So. All right, yeah, well, call in after you, you know,
when is
when
that
we got something.
Before,
oh, I knew that was coming.
Ooh.
I didn't even hear what you said. Just like if I was listening to the show on my radio, I couldn't hear what AJ just said.
All right, we'll let you go. All
right, bye.
Bye. It's funny, nobody ever knew how exactly we took calls because it's far away when I did the Ustream from there, but now when it's like directly right here, you're going to see that I'm holding my phone up to the mic.
If anybody happens to be watching, I'm sure nobody is.
It's very
then fucking... One person was like, oh shit, that's how they do it.
I haven't checked it, and it's the first time I've ever done it. By the way, for anyone who is on Ustream, sorry it's just me this week. I mean, that's fine with me, but our listeners may want to see you other people.
The first time Melissa ever brought this up, she's like, yeah, it's a little plastic. They were like, that sounds gay. Like,
that's the most retarded thing I've ever heard. That's
fucking stupid. And then,
I was at Hallmark. Like,
yeah, that's probably pretty handy.
I was buying a gift for the lady friend, like a little fruit at Hallmark, and I saw like they had those at the checkout. And I was like, you know what? Throw one of these on there too.
Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah. All right, well, that's all. I think that's all we got for the first half. I'm gonna go ahead and call it for the break.
Yeah,
sound good to you guys?
Not getting stoned. That's a good idea. No, I agree. I wasn't disagreeing with you.
AJ can get stoned if he wants.
AJ should hit it up.
What are you talking about? I don't smoke weed.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
I did just pass a drug test for work.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, because I got promoted.
Nice.
Wow, let's give AJ a round of applause.
No, please don't.
All right, more to come. We'll be right back on the Status Bro Show.
You're listening to the Status
Bro.
All right, welcome back to the Status Bro Show New Year's Hangover Special. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host,
Zach Youngblood Lewis,
and
Andrew.
All right. Now, anyone who listened to our last show, if you remember, John came in and he got tased.
Yeah, twice.
That was fun. We all tried out the new taser.
Yep.
Except for AJ.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, how long is it going to be before you'll take your medicine on this?
Well, I can't say for sure, but it's not going to be this week.
No.
How does it feel to be the show coward?
It's okay, I guess.
Oh, come on. Why don't you just do it and get it over with?
Nah.
What if we all do it too? I'll hold your hand while you do it. Then we're both getting tased. You know, I've seen that happen on cops before. You think that's true?
Yeah, I believe it.
Whoever is touching the person also gets tased? You want to try it?
Fuck no.
I'm kind of curious.
How about you guys both stand in a bathtub and we'll throw the taser in there and see if that...
See, I feel like I'm one of those people where my overwhelming love for show business almost overshadows the fact that I'm going to hate it because I just love it so much. Where I know Zach will reluctantly do it, but I know his heart
I'll
is not in it.
I don't like it.
His
like
heart is not in it.
It's taking my medicine and that's it, man. You're totally on board for that shit.
Yeah, I think it's funny as fuck.
I think it's funny, but I think it's funny listening back when I'm here. Fucking sucks.
No, I agree. It's horrible. It is not a pleasant experience.
You're the biggest... If you weren't here, We'd never do tasers.
Just listen to it. Oh, it's my God. It's horrible.
Yeah. Who would want to be a part of that?
Who wouldn't want to be a part of this? Dude, even Melissa did it.
Melissa did do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I got tased and I farted, you guys.
She's probably available if you want her back on the show.
Ooh. AJ can leave.
Ouch. You said it, not me, sir.
If it came down to you could be on the show still or you had to get tased, you would leave the show rather than get tased? I'm not actually giving you that ultimatum. I'm just saying if that were the case, would you just go ahead and get
you
tased?
You gotta know when you answer this, he's gonna give you that ultimatum.
I'm not gonna give you that ultimatum. I'm not. That would be a douchey thing to do.
Right.
Which means I'll probably do it.
Exactly. It'll never come down to that. Yeah, you'll never be like, fuck it, get Taser off the show.
No, I won't.
I think I'd have to call your bluff, Kevin.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay, but if it wasn't a bluff, I mean, would you do it, though, to stay on
like
the show?
Like, if somebody...
I'd want to call your bluff. If you said do anything or get off the show, I'd want to be like, yeah, fuck it. I'm not doing it.
I would, too.
Just to be a dick.
But hypothetically speaking, you know...
Like, if somehow I knew you were absolutely telling the truth, like, I do this right now, or I'm never going to be on the show again, faced with that choice, I'd probably take the tasing.
I don't get why it's that bad. I mean, one of the best things about the taser is, unlike some of the foods we eat and whatnot, that has longer-lasting effects, where at least the tasing is over instantly.
Yeah, so if you had to do, like, a half a hell burger or a tasing...
Yeah, you lost that fucking episode where I ate the hell burger. That was bullshit.
We should have those
back.
That
is true, actually.
We really should have those.
We should probably bring the Hellburger back.
You know what? I'll do that. How's that?
You know, I think when the taser is...
I think taser's worse, personally.
Fine, then you eat the Hellburger, motherfucker.
I don't think it really
takes... I ate one. I did it. It wasn't on the air, but neither was yours. So.
Yeah, I had one, too.
Yeah.
Okay, mine should have been in the air, but this kid fucked it up. That's not my fault.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, maybe it was my fault, considering I'm running an entire radio show myself, being a sound engineer, and a whole entirely new setup. There's going to be a couple hiccups, all right? There's going to be kinks to work out, no matter what.
Okay. You know what? You gave me a lecture.
Even the Hellburger wasn't that good anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, then you can do it on the next show.
No, I'm saying I would have bagged the Hellburger bit altogether. I don't think it was ever that funny. It doesn't translate to radio, the pain of someone eating a Hellburger.
You're right.
But the taser does?
Yes, definitely. The taser is audibly painful and funny.
Well, we'll never know because you deleted that episode, so...
I didn't delete it. It never recorded it anyway.
Okay, well, that's better. But in any case, we don't know how that audio sounded. I mean,
no. The impressions bit was still better than you eating the Hellburger. And nobody got hurt.
Okay.
Why don't you like that bit? I think it was a good
bit.
Yes.
I think I already explained my reasons, and I don't
lean towards the microphone and talk. It's not going
to. I explained why I didn't like it. I don't think we need to revisit it. I mean, it's taken up way too much air time as it is.
I don't think so. I like going back to it.
It's a very personal bit.
It is, and I think his reasoning for disliking it is faulty. Even though originally I didn't particularly want to do it, but that's not the point.
That's another thing. You were bitching about the bit at the end of it. And you were complaining about John, but
I didn't want to do it because I didn't think it was a funny bit.
You were falling all over yourself to defend it.
I didn't want to do it. Not want to do it because I didn't think it was a good bit. I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to have to like perform. You know what I mean? Like it's nerve wracking.
I believe the reason I said I referred to it as the Ebeling Brothers variety hour because I knew this is just an excuse for John to try and dominate the show so he can try and sound funny. And it turns out it was his idea. You agreed with me 100% after the show. But now when I come back to it, it's like, man, why would you say
no, I don't think doing an impression of a bit that involves John and I means it's the John and Kevin variety hour.
What do Zach and I have to contribute to that section except saying, I think you won?
That's it. That's the whole bit. Not every bit involves every person. That's fucking retarded. When Howard Stern show, when they do Win Fred's Money, you think every other person is like, what the fuck? I'm not involved in this bit. This is horrible.
And then John
and they've been doing that bit for 25 fucking years.
John also complained. He was like, he implied I didn't want to do the bit because I didn't get a chance to talk during
it. That is what you implied.
But then
that's
you guys
how you made
were
it sound.
About me being quiet during it. So.
Oh my God. Because you missed the whole point. You could have contributed to the bit.
How would I. Aside from saying, yeah, I think you had a better impression.
Yes! But, you could have got into it instead of being like, that's pretty much what you did.
Okay, in your mind, ideally, how would this have gone? What exactly would
you
I
acted like a little it? Kid who got drugged to church or something.
That's an apropos comparison, Kevin.
All right, I'm going to move past this. I've gone on it too much. I cannot promise that this is the end of this, but I can promise it's the end of it for this show.
I'm getting drunk right now, man. So you want to continue to have this debate here?
No, because it's not going to get anywhere.
No, of course
you'll
it's
just
not.
Never
it's
get
fun.
It. Is it fun for the audience?
I don't know. Was that bit fun for the audience?
Yes, man? I think so. People liked that bit.
Who?
I didn't hear anyone say they didn't like it,
but
except
you.
Didn't
hear you. I bet you didn't hear anybody talk about it at all.
Yeah, I did.
Who?
Friends of mine.
And?
Why is this always so specific? Why is it always interesting? Give me names. I want names right now. Like, is always supposed to say, I want any empirical evidence on my desk right now, or I don't believe anything you say.
I talk like Walter White? That's
different. Oh, usually the first proponent to say that nobody's listening to this show anyway, and now you're asking for who's listening?
Yeah.
Because Kevin, every time it's a bit that he and I have
anytime
about,
anyone shit on any aspect of the show, I never kept it a secret. I always have talked about it.
I recall
I vividly recall
Ashlyn saying movie shit was a total mess, and you're like, no, movie shit was good.
Okay, I could have my opinion, but I still said that Ashlyn said it was a mess.
It did happen.
Yeah, I will always say anything negative that happened, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to address it.
Okay, so if I tell you off the air, I think that the
no, you're not a listener.
Fucking stupid. Are you going to bring that back on the air? As long as it's you saying it, that should be. Okay.
I believe I've already done that. I've said that I believe that I said you thought it sucked, and then I addressed it. I think I've done it, but we've eaten up a lot of airtime on it.
So in its own way, the bit was a success. So
Adrian,
congratulations!
You hardly listen anyway.
You don't even listen to our own show. How would you even know how that bit sounded?
Yeah, listeners complain. We take their complaints on the air. Cast members complain. We talk about it off the air as a cast. That's just how we work. I don't think it's that complicated.
And it is not complicated, and AJ has no idea how that bit sounded.
Yeah. You already said you don't listen to the shows.
You didn't listen to the show.
I'm a cast member. I was here for it.
It's not the same.
You have to be able to go back and listen to it objectively. That's part of it. Saying that you hate hearing yourself is the gayest excuse ever for not listening.
Okay, I think we've let that go for a time. But in any case, if I didn't like the bit the first time, what would be the incentive to go back and listen to it again to see if I missed something?
Because being in the room is not the same as listening to it.
All right, I'll go back and listen to it.
I honestly disliked it much more when it was happening than I did listening back to it. I thought it was kind of funny.
I agree.
I liked listening back to it. I thought it was a good bit. Mm.
Okay.
So now that the Kevin and AJ Variety Hour is over, let's move on to some other topics.
Well, Zach chimed in.
Yeah, he chimed in a little.
What am I going to say? You two sitting here sucking each other off?
You seem to get very serious about that, actually. You seem like genuinely upset.
I think Zach should be genuinely upset.
To a point of seriousness where it's like, okay, we need to establish what the fuck is happening and fix it. At some point, it's not just fucking around anymore. At some point, it's like, okay, this is actually a show that it matters, that we care about.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't feel like you feel like that. Like I said, you trivialize it.
I would like to say that Kevin just said, if we have disputes amongst cast members, we do that off the air. But here
Zach and I treat this as something that is real. You treat it as, I have a real job and I just come in here and grace you with my presence. Ugh.
Is it really that different for you, though?
No. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I treat this very seriously.
I don't know what exactly I can be doing, like, quantitatively that is going to make a difference as far
as... I already told you exactly what you do. You trust the leader. You follow along. That's the way it works. If a bit sucks, you go along with it. You don't voice that you don't like it. The audience doesn't need to know that Andrew doesn't think it's a good bit.
Okay, I think if that's really, like, the root of the issue, then, you know, maybe we need to talk off the air, man, because I'm not going to... I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do it? You just sit there. That's all you got to do. It's practically what you do anyway.
I think you're thinking of Scharfenberg, actually.
Yeah, if you think a bit sucks, and just tell him afterwards. Be like, hey, that bit sucked. And that's not nearly as bad as being on the air and being like, this is stupid, and then getting an argument about it, and then not fucking contributing the whole time, just sitting there like, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, you don't need to torpedo a bit because you didn't think it was good.
Torpedoing it to me would have been like actively trying to sabotage it by interfering with your execution of that bit, which I did not.
What you did is just as bad.
Because I...
Have you ever heard a radio show where someone did that? Ever? Where the host introduced a bit, and then one of the cast members goes, this bit's stupid.
I don't know.
That never happens. Ever.
I've listened to bits on Lex and Terry where maybe they've gone through with it, but afterwards they shut it down earlier, and they're like, yeah, that really didn't work.
Yes, and I bet Lex or Terry decided to shut it down.
Okay, but if Taint had voiced his opinion on that, I wouldn't be like, whoa, Taint wouldn't have done that.
Taint would never come in the middle of one of their bits and say, this sucks.
I didn't come in the middle of the bit and say it sucks.
He wouldn't say it before the bit. He wouldn't say it at all.
Kevin, I had no idea that the bit was even going to exist. Like, I don't know when I would have voiced my opinion about it.
Maybe if you showed up a little bit earlier than 5 minutes before the show.
I think we've been over this, man. I don't live right around the corner. Like, and I get out of work at a certain time. I go home, I change, I come up here.
Zach, I feel like Zach and I are both conveying the same point here, and neither one of us is getting through. So maybe we just need to let it slide.
You guys are kind of maybe... What you seem to refuse to factor in at all is that I do go to work for 12 hours a day. I come home...
What does that have to do with your inability to just go with the flow?
Because when I don't show up except like 5 minutes beforehand, then it's treated as if like, well, you're just not committed, man. You're lazy. You don't want to be here. The bottom line is that I've got other stuff going on that is more important.
Okay, which is fine, because you do have that, but that does not give you a right to interrupt and tell me, yes, because you have stuff going on, which means you are not as implanted in the show as we are, which means you don't have the right to interject about whether a bit is good before it even started.
And I guess that's the fundamental difference here, Kevin, is that I'm not...
Go ahead.
You know what, Zach's absolutely right. This is not really a good...
No, you have the ability to choose whether or not you want to be here. You chose to be a cast member, that's fine. But when you do that, you agree that you're going to be here and you're going to do what Kevin says. If you can't do that, then just, you know, don't be here.
Maybe that's where the difference comes in here, is I felt like when I was being asked to be a cast member, and you guys did ask me, don't forget.
So we're doing you a favor. I mean, you're doing us a favor. Is
that's not what I mean. But if you're going to ask me to be a part of it, then you got to expect that I'm going to give some input on it, that I'm going to
have an opinion about this. Of course. But being part of a team doesn't mean you're a one-man army.
I don't think it does.
Well, then why can't you just go with it? Why can't you ever trust my judgment?
We are talking about just one singular instance, aren't we?
No, this is a long time coming. You've pissed us off a lot of times with this shit. You've done this a lot.
This is the first I've heard about it.
It's true, yeah, no, because you're never really here. We don't have time to ever really give you shit about it. Zach and I just end up talking about it afterwards, like jerk-offs.
Okay, well, whose fault is that then, guys? Maybe you should convey that to me via, like, text messages.
Well, the difference does it make? Because now we're telling you, and you're not taking what you don't care what we're telling you anyway. You say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I mean, so we're just wasting our breath. Why would we have ever told you about it?
Well, this is good radio, though, isn't it?
Look, we've talked about it on the shows that you weren't on.
True.
And you didn't listen.
You didn't listen. Even and both when you're times, not
I was the biggest proponent. I'm like, well, he's going to listen to this, and it's going to be out there. We're going to talk about this, but you never do.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? One of those shows never even made it to the air. He didn't even know that.
Exactly.
That's a total passive-aggressive stance to take, because, like, you know, if he listens to the show, then we can talk about it.
Okay, you're right. That may not be the best approach, but what the fuck were you going to say? It was like the time when you were like, hey, we should ask AJ if he listened to the show and see if he was lying or not. I was like, he's not gonna own up to it. He's not going to be honest and say he did listen. He already said he didn't. He's not going to come clean. Fuck it. It doesn't matter.
I know for a fact, though, you wouldn't tune in when he wasn't here. You just wouldn't.
Because I figured I was going to get in shit about something, and I didn't particularly want to hear that. And I don't mean shit like constructive shit. I mean just like Kevin being like, hey, Andrew's a fag, you didn't show up on time or something like that.
Yeah, but have I ever done that?
That wouldn't look so bad if you actually bothered to listen to all the other shows that you were on.
Yeah, we got 40 hours of content floating out there. You've only heard maybe half of it.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if it was actually that much. But you know what? Maybe you're right. I can listen to the show from now on. Maybe do that. But if what you're expecting from me, if your ideal cast member is somebody who's just going to kiss your ass and tell you, like, yeah, that's a great idea for
you. You don't have to kiss my ass, but you don't have to chop me off at the ankles.
Okay.
Yeah, just do
it. Those are two totally different things. I appreciate your input and welcome it often, but that is a circumstance when you don't do that. Sometimes someone has to lead the troops. Someone has to offer some sort of guidance. I can't do that if you're going to second guess me, like, on the spot, on the air, in front of the audience. That's just, nobody does that. It just doesn't work that way.
Okay.
There's a difference between being an opinion, having an opinion, and being a dick. Well, that is an instance of being a dick.
To use the example that I brought up earlier, if I'm listening to Lex and Terry, and they've got an idea for a bit, and Tate says, that's fucking stupid, or something like that, I wouldn't
shut off. That wouldn't happen, because he's not sitting in there.
Tate's being a huge asshole.
But I would be like, well, the cast doesn't like it, I don't like it.
That's just not how I think.
Plus, Tane is just he's an errand boy. He's a wild card. He's a stuntman. He doesn't even have that kind of ability. He's not even that kind of a cast member.
Well,
okay. It'd be different if Kyle had said that back when he was on.
I think we probably burned like 15 minutes discussing this. I mean, do we have anything else to get to?
I mean, how would you feel if Scharfenberg came on and questioned a bit right before you did it?
I would be furious.
Like, Scharfenberg's been here for like 5 shows, and he never speaks up anyways.
So Scharfenberg's been here for a lot of shows. He's been like 10 or 12.
A lot of shows.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
maybe counting walkouts, he's been here for more shows than you. Well, no, he hasn't been here for more shows than you.
Zach hasn't been as vocal as I have on this, but that's just his way. But we've discussed this many times. That's really the only beef that we have at this point.
Guys, honestly, if you two feel like the show would be improved by my not being here, like, I don't want you to be
why
like,
does he not get this? Why can't he just go with the... Why can't he just...
I'm not going to do that, Kevin.
Why?
That's the bottom line, is I'm just not going to. So if that's a sticking point...
Yes, it is a huge sticking point.
Okay. Then that's fine. I mean, I'll bow.
You can tell me later if you didn't like the show. But when I introduce a bit, I have to be the guy who's the host who introduces a bit. I have to... Everyone has to believe that I believe in the bit. That's just the way it goes.
Very clear that you believed in the bit. I think anybody listening...
Nobody cares if you don't believe in the bit at that time.
Okay. And I think that's what the
audience... Why can't you just shut the fuck up when I do that? Why is that so hard? You can tell me later if you don't, but don't ruin the flow.
Because I've got to be here for the bits.
So what? It's not about you.
I don't think it's about me, but I do still have to be here.
So what?
I have to contribute something. I mean,
you can still contribute during the bit. You don't have to be a prick about it.
Yeah. You could say it was a good impression. You could say it was a bad impression. You could say he's, I don't know.
Or I could say I don't think this is a good idea for a bit.
No, you don't say that.
You don't say that.
You just don't do that.
All right.
That is bad form.
How many times?
It is disrespectful and rude.
I'm saying, guys, fine. If that's fine. I mean, let's finish up this show. We'll talk about it. And maybe I'll come back. Maybe I won't. But we'll figure something out.
I think you need to do some soul searching on this, Andrew. Decide if this is really the hill you want to die on. Because I think what I'm asking is I feel what I'm asking is in no way unreasonable of my crew.
In this case, I think you're kind of pushing me onto the hill, Kevin. I'm not like searching out an issue.
I said, consider this idea. And you said, no, I refuse. And it's not even something big that I'm asking you.
I feel like it is kind of a big deal.
How? Why?
Because I would need a bit more time to really articulate it to kind of try and bring that to surface. But in any case, I feel like maybe now is not the best time to be discussing this.
Oh, so you're
does it feel like I'm talking down about this bit now, such as it is?
I wouldn't. Like, this wasn't even a bit. This has happened organically.
Yeah, and I think we've killed a lot of airtime talking about this. I mean,
we only have 12 minutes left.
Exactly. So can we finish up on a lighter note, perhaps?
I don't even know. I don't even know what I want to talk about anymore.
Yeah, no.
I don't even know anymore.
I really
just drained all of my show energy.
Yeah, can we maybe scuttle this half and maybe play some Mortal Kombat, come back in another 15 minutes, see what we can do?
No, we cannot do that. I like this half.
Yeah, see, you like this? This argument, this conflict is bringing compelling radio.
It makes me physically uncomfortable. I mean, actually talking about it, but yes, I feel like it's compelling to the listeners.
So, what is the problem exactly?
What, you just want to keep discussing this the rest of the show?
This only happened because you tried to butt in on a bit. That's the problem.
Okay, I didn't try and butt in on the bit, Zach.
You tried to shit on the bit.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, yes, I did. I did say, not as many words, I think this is a stupid idea.
Look, how many... Okay, at least a handful of times I've come to you after the show and said, hey, I thought a bit sucked. What did you say? You told me to eat a dick, and that was the end of it.
Exactly.
I would always hear you out, though.
So right. Is that going to bring any effective change? Is that going to keep us from
doing bad bits? Yeah, but I didn't do it on the show. I didn't say, hey, this bit sucks, and so does your judgment.
But if you had brought that up... Okay, I think that is maybe the difference of perception here, is I wasn't trying to say that Kevin's a bad host or something like that.
But that is what you were saying. Even if you're not saying it directly, you are definitely conveying that.
I think in this particular case,
you're saying Kevin doesn't know what he's doing, and this is how I feel.
No, I think John came up with an idea, and he pushed you and pushed you and pushed you until you said, fine, John, if it'll make you happy, we'll do this.
Still, even if that happened, that's none of your business. Because I still am the host. People have to believe that you have faith in me.
I never said at any point I think you were a bad host.
No, but it doesn't sound like you do when you do that, when you call me the question like that.
Well, now the audience is getting exposed to pulling back the curtain, guys, but they are getting
exposed. Good, I love the curtain pullback.
But they're getting exposed to all of our inner workings. Would that not be much more injurious to the show than what happened on the previous one?
Of course the inner workings are good. It's great when this kind of stuff happens. Especially people who are regular listeners.
So I don't understand why you're trying to shut it down then.
What we're talking about right now?
Right. If last week, if I had said, all right.
Oh, if you want to spend, I thought you wanted to, we can talk about this for the remaining 10 minutes if you want. It's fine with me, really.
Look, this isn't, the reason we're doing this on the air, like we're saying, you're saying, oh, well, you're talking about doing this off the air, having conflicts with cast or whatever off the air. We're doing it on the air because it's interesting to listen to.
Exactly.
This is premeditated. There was a chance this was going to happen.
But I can tell you, nobody is in any way doing shtick right now. This is all very real.
Absolutely.
I like that about it.
I think he's brought up the exact point I was trying to make, which is me disagreeing with the bit was actually more compelling radio than the bit itself.
No.
That's my opinion.
That was not.
I disagree.
That was not, did not convey over the radio, did not go out over the show as being anything good.
Is that why you tried to argue with me for like 4 minutes before we actually started the bit?
Because I was fluently talking and you cut me off with something that was totally unnecessary.
But then
that stalled out.
I said at least three times, Kevin, let's just do the bit, man. Let's go along. And you wouldn't do it. You wanted to keep on talking to me.
No, I didn't. I didn't go back until after the bit and argue with you about it.
I don't think that's the timeline. Do you recall, Zach?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I spent the last 3 minutes or so just bitching at you saying that. I took it back to it afterwards.
You spent the last 3 minutes bitching at John because you didn't think the bit came off well.
No, I didn't. I didn't bitch at John at all. I bitched at you. You know why I know that? Because I've listened to the show 4 fucking times.
Right, well, I'm going to go back and listen to it this week because I'm like 90% sure you're wrong about this.
All right, go back and listen.
It's disingenuous to try and like come after me.
Oh my God. So everybody have a good New Year's?
Yeah, it was all right.
Hey, did we win that bowl game, by the way?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, all right. Go UNT. Go Mean Green.
Word.
Dude, I had the lamest fucking New Year's ever this year anyway. I would say
thanks,
this.
Dick.
I would say my New Year's.
I would go with the mildest or the tamest New Year's. That's not as
my New Year's day is
lamest.
Way more fun. This is today. What we did today was way more fun than last. I don't know. Usually I have something to be to, but everyone's meeting at a club or there's a party or something like that. Weren't you at the party last year?
No, remember I was going to go to it and then went.
Speaking of,
yeah,
you know I gotta ask.
Yeah, went bell to bell this year, guys. Sorry.
No way. I was really thinking AJ might come in and say that he got laid on New Year's again or something.
That would have been swell, but no, Danner's wife wasn't down for it.
Oh, shit.
You forgot about that, didn't
about
you?
That, yeah. Totally flew over my head.
I actually had been thinking about it, but I never put it on my list because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be a dick about this or not, but I thought maybe I should ask.
Huh. Well, that's out there. Any hits on your POF account?
It's not out there. Nobody knows what we're talking about. What we were saying is that AJ went a year without banging.
I actually did go on a date with another girl a couple weeks ago, and it went all right. But
I was like, what the fuck is POF? I thought he was on Plenty of Fish. Right. You're just abbreviating. It's an acronym.
I think POF is funnier than Plenty of Fish. You went on a date with a chick?
Yeah, she was actually like shockingly good looking. I thought for sure, okay, these pictures have got to be
fake. Is that the one you made out with?
Hmm? No. So this one I got a hug, and I tried texting her after the fact, and she didn't answer, so I guess she didn't like me. It's another date this Friday, so...
Was it like a hug with a semi?
Like, I had a semi-chub? Or,
yeah.
No, she had a semi-chub.
I was wondering if the hug is what steered her away. She was like, ah, that was a little weird.
No.
Ah, shame.
How could you have time to get a hard-on during a hug? Well, it'd have to be a long hug.
I wasn't really expecting it, honestly. I figured, like, just walk up. She's like, okay, well, good to meet you. And, like, whatever.
What'd you do for the date?
Good question.
Drink beers.
Probably cost you money.
Nice.
Well, I did pay, but that's just because I'm not an asshole.
Yeah, but drinking beer, that's not, going out to like a nice dinner.
This was her idea. Way worse. I mean,
what, she just wanted to meet for drinks?
No, like all of our conversations prior to that, she was like, man, I'm really hungover today. I drank so much last night. What do you do for fun? And I was like, well, I drink too. So, really, it was, it might have been an awesome match.
It sounds actually like my fucking dream girl.
That might have been an awesome match.
I know, I was very disappointed that I didn't hear back, but.
You know what I'm very, very disappointed in? That Anne was messaging me during the break the whole time and never weighed in on any of this.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is perhaps like the hottest argument we've ever had in here, and she was nowhere to be found.
I don't think, emotions didn't really get into it. I think we were both arguing the facts more than anything.
No, I didn't really get that hot because I think we all know I would have been yelling and screaming if it got.
Yeah, you didn't yell at all.
No, yeah, you didn't even really raise your voice.
No, I didn't. I feel very calm today. I feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, you know, I was hungover and I started having a little hair of the dog and now I feel pretty good.
Why didn't we do a New Year's Eve show?
I thought about it.
Yeah. I know you did. I know we've talked about it before.
Anyone on Ustream, nobody's going to want to tune in for it, though. Everybody's got their own shit going
on. Yeah, but it'd still be just us. We could do the show and, like, in the last half, have the ball drop and be like, all right, that's it. Now, what the fuck, you know, I don't know.
That might be cool. I'd like to do a special like that sometime.
Yeah. Maybe next year if we're all around. Fuck it.
By the way, Zach made sure to look at his dick hole when he rubbed one out last time. And he said
Yeah, dude.
He said it didn't open up like the Sarlacc pit from Return of the Jedi.
I give it three tries, three good rubs, three different situations every time.
You tried it thrice?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just gave it one look-see.
Well, shit, I don't know. Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I fucked it up. I don't. Maybe I was under pressure, but no. Yeah, it was once in the shower, and fuck, I don't remember where the other two what.
Regardless, I would say the shower would be a good place to test this out, though.
Nothing.
You do not have carte blanche to fart on my co-host. I said you could still fart. You can't fart on Zach.
You said don't fart on the mic.
That was disrespectful.
That was not directed at Zach. That was kind of in the medium between
you. It looked like you farted right on him.
So to specify.
You can fart on Scharfenberg. You can't fart on Zach.
You can fart where Scharfenberg sits normally.
You can fart in Scharfenberg's mouth for all I care. Yeah, but you can't fart on Zach.
No, so you're telling me that the tip of your dick opens up like a fucking Sarlacc pit.
That's what John described.
I couldn't think of any other big gaping hole in my head. I just threw out the Sarlacc
pit. Nothing, dude. I'm slit all the way. I'm telling you, the Red Sea never parts for me.
I forgot Anne said give her a break. She had a rough New Year. She broke up with her BF.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Anne. What's going on?
God, he's calling. I just said that. I just said it.
Drama girl.
Let him walk right into that.
Yeah.
So nothing, huh?
No. You didn't check, did you?
No, I haven't tried it.
Next time you rub one out, you should check.
I don't think I've rubbed one out since the last show.
Or next time you're banging, when you pull out to blow it all over, you just look down. ask her to take a look.
It's not usually very bright in the room, and it may be like, hold on a second, let me look. I'm looking at something, hold on.
Tell her to keep a sharp eye out on
you ever be your L on Cuban Zirconia's face?
Do what?
You ever be your L on Cuban Zirconia's face?
No, only the ass.
Only the ass.
And only one time.
Back?
And it was roped, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I would say it was ropes, but it was really just one. No, I would say it was ropes.
Was it like lower back or just ass?
Okay. This is what's funny about it.
Yeah.
This is my favorite part of the story. she still had a t-shirt on, but like throughout the course of like bangs, it was doggy you when this happened. It like was pulled up like really high.
Yeah, it rides up.
Yeah. And then like I knew that I was going to have to, because I never pull out or, you know, because, you know, it's safe. We don't really do that. But it was during a, what's the shit? Antibiotics she was taking, like sick thing. So I had to pull out just in case the birth control is acting up, you know?
Right.
And I knew it was going to happen, and I was excited for this. Like, I was saving it. I'm like, it's been a long time since I shot a load of the girl.
Yeah.
And then it been a couple days since I banged, so I'm like, this is going to be a good one.
Yep.
So I was like, I was doing doggy, but I said, like, lay on your stomach. Because I knew, like, when I pull out doggy, like, it's kind of in the way, like you almost have to point up.
Yeah, you gotta angle it up.
But I wanted to be able to get like the whole plane. So, like, lay his stomach, whatever. And then, yeah, dude, pulled out. There's like one like huge shot, like boom, boom, like two or three good ones. And I was just like, yes! But I was aiming for the ass, like most of it. But after she was like, motherfucker, like you hit my fucking t-shirt.
That's
like
awesome.
All the way up here. And I was like, yes!
Nice.
That is great.
King. I bet you.
I don't really have that. I've already had it because you and I had just been talking about it recently. Like, nice. You never have those great moments in real life, like in a porn, where like, you pull it and shoot like a big load. That like never happens.
That's great.
You usually pull it, like, this is going to be sweet. And it's just like, Like a drop leaks out.
I bet you're
cool. But no, this actually worked for once in my whole life that that's ever happened.
It's fucking great. I bet you're a beast at Angry Birds. Was it a nice shirt or was it like a piece of shit, like shitty t-shirt?
It was a Rambo t-shirt.
Did you get any of your hair?
I thought it was funny that it's a Rambo t-shirt. It was a big shot, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was Rambo.
What? Oh, right.
It's kind of a, it's a coincidence. You're wearing a Rambo t-shirt. A guy like, you know, shoots
Rambo.
A lot of guns. Yeah, Rambo.
I thought you said
Rainbow.
No, no, like, Rambo. Like Sylvester.
Makes you sound gay.
Sylvester Stallone, Rambo. It's like, you know, a big slow Rambo.
That
makes
sense
awesome.
To me. Yeah,
it's almost cool.
Like if the Rocky music was playing when you did it.
Yeah, it was a cool moment.
Did you land any in her hair?
And then she was like, you have this weird satisfaction like look on your face. Think, like, is that because you came on me?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's not because it came in you. It's because it was a big load.
Yeah,
like,
right?
That's why it's cool.
I think Zach brings up a solid question. You ever come into chick's hair? Not necessarily by purpose. But
if it happened, I don't remember it specifically.
No?
No.
I have.
Really?
Gross.
Actually, in a situation similar to that, she blew me and then pulled off and was jerking it and, rope up in the hair.
Nice.
It was awkward.
I saw a funny porno not too long ago where the guy goes to finish on the face and shoots it right up the chick's nose. The chick instantly has a reaction like, oh. Dude, it was really funny. Though. I felt bad laughing at it, but it just looked really funny. It was like right up the nostrils.
That's awesome.
Chris.
And I think that it wouldn't have been as bad if she didn't like recoil instantly and like sniff through her nose. Like it made it worse. Like that's what she's like. But,
she like gag a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Ooh. Got another message.
That's pretty awesome. So how do you get cum out of your hair exactly?
I have no idea.
Ask AJ's mom.
Did she look like did she look like that chick from X-Men with the white streak in her hair?
I think I had like a roll of paper towels in my room at the frat house or something like that. She used that, and that seemed to do the trick.
So. Nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do wonder if like the next day maybe the strands were a little crusty or something like that. I just didn't notice.
Probably.
Ah.
They break off.
Nah, protein's good for hair.
Yeah, it's gotta be. There's lots of like vitamin E in that shit.
Yeah, right? Boy.
Well, yeah, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and call it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's it for this week. It's been a very taxing episode. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined with my co-host,
Zach Youngblood Lewis.
And this fucking piece of shit.
Go fuck yourself, Internet.
We'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro Show.